Lesson 2. Real or fake friends. Page 30. Exercise 3. Read and listen to the story. Then look up the words in bold in your dictionary.
Two friends.
Last Saturday, Mom took me to meet my friend Hibba at a cafe in town. We met when we were just 6 years old, and she's my best friend. We always have fun and help each other with schoolwork. Hibba told me, "I'm going to bring some photos from our last trip, Sada." I was excited because we both love taking photos for social media, and I wanted to see them. I also have a friend named Jessica, but I don't think she is going to be a really good friend because sometimes she is kind and sometimes she isn't. We met online a few months ago. At first, she was really nice and liked my posts, but now I notice she doesn't really care. Sometimes she says, "I'll text you later," but she never does. Last week, she asked me to join her in a group chat. I thought it would be fun, but when I joined, she was chatting with other people and didn't include me in the conversation. I felt left out. Mom agreed to come with me to meet Hibba next weekend. We're going to meet at the cafe and then take a taxi to the city park. I know she will be there and keep her promise. We will probably post a funny video on social media from the park. Now I realize that real friends don't just make plans, they keep them. Real friends make you feel happy and included, while fake friends leave you feeling sad and alone. I'm going to spend more time with Hibba and real friends who care. I think that's important.